Thank you for sticking with us. I'm sorry we were all over the place. I actually had a format for the show, and then I lost it somewhere in my insanity. Daniel Brewer, can you
please, yes, Christina,
can you please tell everyone where they can find you and know that I adore you and I thank you for doing this with me?
You can find me on the internet. Yeah, and we're over at pride48.com. If you just go to pride48.com/shows, you will see all of the shows that we have that are associated with Pride 48. 48? Can't talk. Several of those shows I am on up near the top of the page there. Dubious Intent I'm on. I'm on State of the Station occasionally. I am on, what's the other one I'm on? Oh, I do the RuPaul Drag Race recap show, which will be starting again this next season with Joe Batance. And so yeah, it's I'm on a lot of those shows, but they're all great shows. I would go and check. Well, except for, you know, there's some that aren't that great, like Big Fatty. I wouldn't listen to Big Fatty. You could probably skip, you know, like Ding the Bell. Ding the Bell's pretty, there, you know, there's foreign.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online.
But they're all great shows. I would go and check. Well, except for, you know, there's some that aren't that great. Like Big Fatty. I wouldn't listen to Big Fatty.
Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 2217 of the BFO for Wednesday, the 27th of July, 2016. Y'all, coming up on today's Say It With Me. Y'all, I honestly, honest to hydrogen, I got nothing. Nothing, be ready. Hello, Big Fatty, you gotta come up. I got nothing. Hello, nothings, Big Fatty. Hi, everyone. I hope your hump day is going. Big Fatty, it's National Chicken Finger Day. Yes, it is. It is indeed. So y'all enjoy your chicken finger today. Big Fatty, you talked about it yesterday, and now you're repeating yourself. Yes, I am. Y'all don't have a whole lot to talk about. Y'all, it's hot. It's hot. Oh, my God, it's hot. And y'all, I've got to, I've got a little, what am I trying to say? Big Fatty, we don't know. I've got a little parking area, a little gravel, kind of pea gravel, parking area in the back of the villa. And y'all, it has become, it's been taken over by the weeds. I was hoping that when my yard man came yesterday, he would have maybe put some poison on the weeds, but didn't. So y'all, on my way home, I decided, well, you know, I've got me some work gloves, Betty, and I thought, well, maybe I'll just go out and start pulling up these weeds. I pulled into, well, first of all, today was a garbage day. So, and y'all, the trash people left the trash bin right in the middle of the driveway to the car for it. So I had to get out of the car and move it out of the way and then pull in and everything. And y'all, I went immediately into the storage area of Big Fatty of the villa here at the carport, and y'all, I'm moving a few things around in there, and I'm looking for my gloves, and y'all, the cellular telephonic device rings. Hey, Fatty, this is the burglar alarm company. Evidently, you have an intruder. And I went, oh no, and y'all, I had forgotten to turn the I usually turn the burglar alarm off as I'm coming around the curve before I enter Fat Acres, and y'all. They had painted the street lines, and I was admiring their handiwork, Betty. Y'all, I forgot to turn the alarm off, and you know I had to give them my password, they said, "Do you want us to dispatch the police?" I said, "No." No, I do not want to be arrested for going in my own storage area. So anyway, I got on, you know, hung up, and I got on the cellular telephonic device and disengaged the alarm. And y'all, I couldn't hear it out of the storage unit, so I didn't know it was going off. But anyway, lesson learned. Yes, Big Betty, but I found my gloves and everything. And I came and I started pulling up some of the weeds. And y'all, it's going to take me longer than I thought. And I thought, you know, I think I'm going to just go and get me some sort of weed killer, and I'm going to spray it. I'm going to spray it on the what do you call it? The weeds. Yes, Big Betty, that's what weed killer kills, is weeds. And then I'll take my little what do you call that thing? The little scoop, the little hand shovel thing, and try to dig out the roots and everything like that. We'll see, but y'all, I've let it get out of hand, and this is unacceptable, unacceptable. So anyway, so I guess there are some yard duties. Big Fatty, you said duty that I've got to do. Y'all, the other thing, you know, the lighting that I have on the big tree in front of the villa. Y'all, the lens of one of the lights has come, and it may have been from the excessive heat or from the excessive rain we've had, but it has come loose from the housing. And so I sent a testimonium to the guy that put the lighting in and told him that one of them wasn't working. And then when I got home today, I went out and took a picture. I took a picture of it and texted that to him. Big Fatty, you don't like the testimony. I don't like the testimoniums, but anyway, I texted it to him, and I told him, I said, would appreciate hearing back from you, and there you go. So yes, Big Fatty. Okay, and y'all, it was quiet day in the coal mine. Although y'all, I put to bed a project that I've been working on for many weeks, and that's a good thing. And so I got the last piece of the puzzle. You know, y'all, a puzzle isn't finished until the last piece goes in. Big Fatty, you're so wise. You're just wise. And y'all, I got the last piece of the puzzle in. And so now we can move forward. Yes, Big Fatty, kind of like what you need to do on today's little show. Y'all, I got several things here from my mother, and I think we're just gonna look through this stack of stuff. And Big Fatty Hattie, I'm just gonna love it. He loves it when you read. It's true. Big Fatty, I think he may have unsubscribed. It's been forever since we've heard from him. Y'all, I oftentimes have things about growing old, and y'all, with Big Fatty's celebration of exiting the birth canal being just two weeks away from today. Big Fatty, y'all, I thought I'd read a little, and you know, I've been offering up some advice here. So y'all, my mother sent me something called Philosophy 101, and y'all, I just thought I'd share a couple of these with you. Big Fatty, you might as well share about 12 minutes worth, okay? It says, as we grow older and hence wiser, we slowly realize that whether you wear a $300 or a $30 watch, they both tell the same time. Big Fatty. Whether you carry a $300 or a $30 wallet or handbag, the amount of money inside is the same. Big Fatty, nothing is nothing. Whether the house we live in is 300 or 3,000 or 30,000 square feet, the loneliness is the same. Big Fatty, that makes my heart hurt. Well, I know, but you shouldn't be lonely in your villa, y'all. I hope you're not lonely in your villa. And we realize our true inner happiness does not come from the material things of this world. Whether we fly first or economy class, if the plane goes down, we go down with it. But Big Fatty, you get complimentary cocktails in first class. Okay. Whether we fly first or economy class, if the plane reaches its destination, everyone arrives at the same time. But Big Fatty, the first class gets to get off first. Big Fatty, Volga. And therefore, we should realize that when we have mates, buddies, and old friends, brothers and sisters with whom we can chitter-chat, laugh, talk, sing, or talk about northeast, southwest, or heaven and earth, that is true happiness. Big Fatty, that's why everybody comes and listens to the little show to listen to you talk for true happiness. Big Fatty, if this is all they got going for them for true happiness, Digger, get ready. They're coming. They're lining up. Y'all, by the way, you know that Daniel Bieber went out and bought a tent and a canopy and a chair to go camping this weekend? Because Gavin was going to be at the campground, and now Gavin's not going to go because it might rain. Be ready. Six undeniable facts of life. Don't educate your children to be rich. Educate them to be happy. So when they do grow up, they will know the value of things and not the price. Y'all, that is a real good one. That is a real good one. Best wise words. Eat your food as your medicines. Otherwise, you will have to eat medicines as your food. Big Fatty, yes, okay. The one who loves you will never leave you, because even if there are 100 reasons to give up, he or she will find one reason to hold on. That is just lovely. Y'all, there is a big difference between being a human being and being human. Only a few folks really understand that. Y'all, that... all you got to do, and y'all, this is, as you know, this is not a political show at all. Big Fatty, you can say that again. Y'all, as you know, this is not a political show at all. Yes, Big Fatty. But y'all, if you don't understand the difference between being a human being and being human, turn on the TV machine and watch the politics. Big Fatty. You are loved when you are born. You will be loved when you die. In between, you've got to manage it. Big Fatty. And y'all, hopefully you're feeling loved and you're loving some folks. Yes, Big Fatty. And the last little thing here, if you want to walk fast... Wait a minute. If you just want to walk fast, walk alone. But if you want to walk far, walk together. Yeah, that's a good one. You know, a nice nipple walk will Big Fatty, it's lovely. Y'all, I've got a couple more things here. Let's just see if we got a short one here. Big Fatty, y'all, I started this one a while back, and this was, what is this? This is, these are things that you, if you remember, if you're old, you'll remember these things. Here we go now. I am sharing this with you today because it ended with a double dog dare to pass it along. To remember what a double dog dare is, well, read on and remember that the perfect age is somewhere between old enough to know better and too young to care. Y'all send this on to someone, it says, who can still remember Howdy Doody. And the Peanut Gallery, the Lone Ranger, the Shadow Knows, Nellie Bell, Roy and Dale, Trigger and Buttermilk, Big Fatty. Now, how many of you remember these things? Candy cigarettes, Big Fatty, you would smoke them when you had them, it's true. You always had the candy cigarettes, the soda pop machines that dispense the glass bottles. And y'all remember the small little Coca-Cola bottles? Big Fatty the Sata loves it when you say Coca-Cola. He does. Steve the Tata. Coffee shops with tableside jukeboxes. Blackjack, clove, and teaberry chewing gum. Big Fatty, I remember those. Ollie Ollie oxen free. Big Fatty, what the hell does that make? Ollie Ollie oxen free made perfect sense at one time. Spinning around, getting dizzy, and falling down was cause for giggles. Big Fatty, that's you trying to get up every morning. Y'all, speaking of getting up every morning, y'all woke up at 5:30 a.m. in the morning. Tuesday morning. And y'all, I was perfectly rested. I was tired when I went to bed Monday night. So I missed the speeches on the TV machine. But woke up at 5:30 a.m. and I checked the Twitty and everything and make sure I didn't have any e-letters saying, Big Fatty, you fucked up the little show. And I didn't. I said, you know, I've got another good 45 minutes before that alarm goes off. And y'all, I rolled back over, started drooling on the pillow. And when the alarm went off, y'all, I woke up. I was miserable. I was dead tired. Big Fatty should have just gotten up. I guess so. All right. The worst embarrassment. Y'all, do you remember the worst embarrassment was being picked last for a team? Big Fatty, it happened all the time for the kickball team at the elementary school. Baseball cards. Y'all, did you ever put baseball cards in the spokes of your bicycle and turn the sound into it sounded like a motorcycle. Do you remember when war was a cattle? Big Fatty, when are you gonna remember how to speak? You know, Big Fatty, once you hit 60, everybody's just gonna go. Oh, Big Fatty, a B flat. We hadn't had one of those in a while. Remember when war was a card game? Yes, Big Fatty. I think it was called Battle also. Baseball. I just read that one. Taking drugs. This one will really show how old Big Fatty is. Taking drugs meant an orange-flavored chewable aspirin. Yes, Big Fatty, we love the orange-flavored chewable aspirin. And y'all, the ultimate weapon. Do you remember what the ultimate weapon was? No, Big Fatty, but we know you're gonna tell us. Y'all, the ultimate weapon was a water balloon. Big Fatty, thank goodness. I thought you were gonna say it was a colostomy bag. Well, that may be Granny's ultimate weapon nowadays. Either that or a full Depends diaper. Big Fatty, that is vulgar. Oh, dear gussie, Big Fatty, I can't believe you filled up another show. Y'all, y'all, I'm telling you, if today's little show is not reason enough for you to call in and give me a little content God only knows what you're going to get on Friday. That's all I got to say. Y'all, I hope you have a lovely hump day. Y'all, I hope there's something good. I hope something good is on sale at the Vonsies this week. I'm tired of going and just being disappointed. But y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, y'all, you heard Christina from that Greetings from Nowhere and that Daniel Biba. And Daniel Biba, anything you want to say about today's little show?
But they're all great shows. I would go and check. Well, except for, you know, there's some that aren't that great. Like Big Fat. I wouldn't listen to Big Fat.
Oh, but Big Fat, he's exactly right. This one wasn't so great. No.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the brand new voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And ask a question or just natter with the fat one.
Yes!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network and a proud member of Pride 48.